Unbelievable. Can't explain. Never looked like winning that game. Didn't perform. At the end of the day, it's the result that matters. It was never going to be pretty. I just, to be honest, I don't know how I won it.
You know, you talked last year after the heartbreak of losing last year to Donegal. You were determined to come back this year. Is that what drove you on the last couple of minutes of extra time?
Definitely. We knew last year wasn't over till it was over. We always knew, keep going to the final whistle, keep going to the final whistle. That was always going to, there was always a goal in it. We always knew it was a goal in it. So just kept going to the end. Luckily, we got that goal.
It means an awful lot to Tyrone to get their hands on that Larry Maher Cup again, but now it's a case of building on that. It's a long time before you're back out again, though.
Definitely a big time case of building on it. We haven't made use of getting to the final and winning it the last time, so hopefully this time build on it, you know, and move up the grade, you know, and hopefully do ourselves a bit of justice on with the talent we have, you know.
It means an awful lot, though, to get your hands on this cup, doesn't it?
Words can't describe what this means to me. I've thought, as I said to the guys last week, I thought about this day, every day is last year. From that final whistle of the last game, all I want to do is be up there and win that and lift that cup.
And injuries were such a big thing for you as well this year. You know, you struggled all in the early part of the year.
Struggled very badly with injuries at the start of the year, but championship was always the focus. Always wanted to be here, so every time I thought about giving up, it was this day I thought about. Kept driving me on, you know. It was definitely nerve-wracking, and maybe there was a bit of pressure there. Boys didn't want to make mistakes, you know. But it was definitely, it was a tough game. Like, Fermanagh gave as good as they got, you know. Definitely, they never gave up. So then,
you got your hands in the Larry Maher Cup once again. It was an unbelievable encounter. Have you ever been involved in a game as intense?
Sore in the ticker, very sore in the heart. But no, the lads showed fantastic spirit. I say they just dug deep, and Aidan Kelly sent off, just kept coming. But we know it was in them, to be honest. They showed good carried and worked hard all year. So
the belief from last year, the disappointment?
Yeah, disappointment last year. Always vowed that we'd come back to Croke Park, but we vowed we'd come back and take the trophy back with us this year. So the lads done it. Nobody else done it. The players deserve fantastic credit.
They don't know when the game is over.
They don't know when the game is over, that's right. Especially Justy Kelly number 8 was fantastic.
You know, that goal came at just the right time.
Right time, yeah. Yep. Neither. Fantastic bunch of fellas to work with, I'd say. I've had two great years with them.
You know, that the success of winning the Larry Maher maybe wasn't built on in 2009. Things didn't go right in 2010. Beaten last year. So that was always in the back of these guys' minds.
Yeah, that's probably true. There's no mental thing with that at their heads too. But no, they worked hard. Now, they worked hard for it. I'd say, with a good backroom staff too. I say, worked well.
And credit to Fermanagh, they were superb.
Credit to Fermanagh, some of them there now. I say, we were in the same boat last year, and I just hope that they will come back next year and win the Larry Maher, because that's what it's all about. I say, the team's,
that's one of the best games of hurling, yeah. I'd say, in a long time, yeah, here at Croke Park. Just a pity that there wasn't a huge crowd here for it.
Well, sure, that's, you know, that's good for the Tyrone players. That's going to give Tyrone hurling a big loss. You know, young lads want to hurl tonight for their accounting. So if they can keep that tradition going and tie them better themselves next year.
And there'll be one or two of them in action on Wednesday night again against Fermanagh in under-21s.
Right, under-21, that's right, yeah. I don't know much about it yet. Might know much about it either for the next couple of days.
But Tom, on a personal level, what does it mean to you?
Pardon?
What does it mean to you on a personal level?
Oh, that's to say, I just love working with genuine fellas, and that's all that matters to me. I'm not a glory hunter, nothing like that. I like to see, and say, probably maybe come on, you call them under, they're not the underdogs. Herders and Tyrone, everybody as good as in Derry or Antrim or Tipperary, whatever, you know what I mean? It's just belief in themselves.
And while there was a couple of red cards, it wasn't a game
No, it wasn't. But so, just hopefully they'll stick at it, and that's the main thing.
And what about yourself, Tom? It's too early to even think about it.
Too early. Sore in the ticker. I'm getting too early for this game. too early for it.
Tom McGill there, a delighted Tyrone manager after the success in the Larry Maher Cup final at Croke Park on Saturday. County Chairman Kieran McLaughlin, another historic day for Tyrone hurling.
It's great for the players, great for everybody involved with hurling, Tyrone, Paddy. We've been there obviously before in 2010, and I just hope this time now with the renewed impetus that's come with Tom McGill, that the boys can follow on now next year and move up a level and compete well this incoming year.
The disappointment of last year seemed to drive this team on, but it's important now that all the hard work done in the back, as the guys celebrate behind us, it's important it's built upon.
Absolutely. I mean, as I say, 2010 we came back here, after one we came back here last year and lost to Donegal, and arguably you could say then we hadn't improved in standard, but at the same time this year we've competed at a higher division in the league. Donegal have proved that they can compete in the Nicky record, and I make no I'm not making any bold predictions, but I certainly think this team, if they put their efforts into it like they have continued to do, this team can compete in the Nicky record, and that's our next step when throwing hurling. If we want to actually be a force to be reckoned with, we've got to improve and move on their standards, and I hope we can do that.
Massive performance. It wasn't looking good with maybe a couple of minutes in normal time and 5 minutes in extra time, but as you say, we pulled it out of the bag, and it's unbelievable feeling to be Laurie Maher champions. So,
the all-important goal, I credited to Rory O'Neill initially, but then all of a sudden there was a melee of players and you just rose above everybody and got a touch.
It's just one of them things, it was in the right place at the right time, and I hadn't time to catch it, I hadn't time to do anything else, so just doubled on it, and thank God we didn't.
It means an awful lot to Tyrone to get their hands in the Laurie Maher Cup once again. It's been a long road back for yourselves.
A very long road. Like the last time, as everyone knows really, we just come together at the start of the Laurie Maher, so the last couple of years have put in massive effort, and especially this year after losing by point last year, so very important. It was very important basically to win the day, and it would have been a massive disappointment if we had lost, and thank God a point went our way, so just thank God we won it.